Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. No, 10 after the hour. It's 10 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, and that's today. That's right now. And it's Veterans Day, and I want to talk about that. You know, folks, Veterans Day, as we know it, has its origins in Armistice Day. Here's a quote. To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory. End quote. That was the 1919 acknowledgement by President Wilson on the first anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Versailles, which ended World War I in the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. That's what happened on November the 11th, on that hour, that day, and that month in 1919. But after World War II, Alvin King, a small business owner in Emporia, Kansas, had a problem with the narrowness of those honored on Armistice Day. Al was so moved by the death of his nephew, John Cooper, who was killed in the Battle of the Bulge, that he and the Emporia Chamber of Commerce started a movement to redefine Armistice Day and give it a new name, Veterans Day. Well, the idea caught on, and in 1954, President Eisenhower made Veterans Day official in recognizing all military veterans. Congressman Ed Reese of Emporia, he was King's congressman, said Veterans Day, quote, would give the holiday new meaning and more widespread patriotic observance. End quote, and how true. But who is a veteran, my friends? Having a lot at stake in that definition, since it comes with the eligibility of benefits, the government sticks to a narrow one. They say a veteran is someone who served on active duty for more than 6 months in an active duty military unit for more than 6 months. They mean more than 6 months, they mean 181 days. While assigned, you have to serve on active duty for 6 months while assigned to a regular U.S. Armed Services unit. Unfortunately, this description omits generations of National Guard and Reserve members who typically for many years volunteered to serve their country honorably and with distinction without fitting that exact definition. In 2016, the government finally passed a law that allowed retired members of the Guard and Reserve to refer to themselves as veterans without being eligible for all those associated benefits. Well, this is progress, but it still doesn't go far enough for the millions of Guard and Reserve members who made themselves available to their country for less than 20 years, including during war, knowing they could be deployed in harm's way at any time. And the United States continues to make more of those patriots every day. So in the spirit of Alvin King, it's time to expand who we honor on Veterans Day. And history helps make the case for a broader definition of a military veteran. The first Guard units, 3 regiments, were formed to protect the Massachusetts Bay Colony on December 13th, 1636. In 1776, in the Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith's seminal work, Smith described America's Revolutionary Army as those who, quote, turned from their primary citizen character into a standing army, end quote. The legendary Minutemen were, in fact, private citizens who made themselves available to their country as the need arose. Sound familiar? Today, we would classify those volunteers as small business owners and employees and as Guard and Reserve members. According to the Rand Corporation, One-third of Americans deployed in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars in this century were Guard and Reserve members. One-third were Guard and Reserve members. And here's the rest of the story. That same ratio, one-third, holds true for American casualties in those conflicts. There is also a powerful technical argument to be made. Since June 14, 1775, every member of the U.S. military, including the National Guard and Reserve, has raised their right hand and sworn the military service oath. The modern oath varies little from the original version, primarily in reference to the President and the Constitution, which neither of which existed in 1775. But nevertheless, regardless of how much time they ultimately spent on active duty or how long they will serve, the following is a vow spoken out loud in front of witnesses by all who have stepped forward to say to their country, "Choose me." Here's the oath. I, Jim Blassingame, or your name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the officers appointed over me, according to the regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God. That's the oath everyone takes. Guard, reserves, active duty, doesn't matter. Everyone who takes that oath and backs it up with training, honorable service, and making themselves available to defend and support deserves the honor of being called a veteran. Based on the hundreds of awesome military men and women that I've known in my career, I propose a new definition. A new definition for veterans. A veteran is someone who served honorably in the military, including the National Guard and Reserve, and simultaneous with taking the oath, wrote a check of availability and preparedness made payable on demand to the United States of America for an amount up to and including their life. This new definition would include everyone who swore the oath, wore the uniform, served honorably, and stood by waiting for their government, their country, to call them to service. You know, folks, America has held and cashed this check from millions of patriots who, for different periods of time and in different ways, trained and stood by to protect and defend their Constitution, their fellow citizens, and their country. And every one of them is an honored military veteran. Folks, when you think about how much the Guard and Reserve have been depended upon over the last many years, decades, generations, certainly way over 100 years, to be available at any moment. Many Guard and Reserve today have a backpack already packed up with their gear to be ready to go. There are units out there in the Guard and Reserve who do not fit the current definition of a veteran, who have been told to be ready to go overnight to be deployed in harm's way. They may never be called, but they're ready to go. That person, as far as I'm concerned, is a veteran. And of course, nothing I say takes away from anyone else. I just think it's important that we do that. So I want to wish a happy Veterans Day to all who swore the oath, the military oath, to all who served honorably, and to all who made themselves available to a grateful nation. God bless America. God bless our veterans. And sometimes I want to say, God help us. God continue to help us. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Seeking my fame and fortune, looking for a pot of gold. Things got bad and things got worse. I guess
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.